Books and Arts.
Book Review. New Fiction. Trouble in Pairs. Beautiful Lies by Claire Clark.
Claire Clark found her new heroine when she unearthed an article in a literary journal about a British Liberal MP's wife who had led a double life in the 1890s. In Beautiful Lies, Maribel is a Chilean bohemian married to a radical socialist, Edward Campbell Lowe. Her exotic accent, chain-smoking, and talent for poetry and photography mark her as a scarlet sheep among the white flock of London society. Maribel also harbours a salacious secret history. If it were ever exposed, the couple's peers would smash their lives as carelessly as eggs. The book is set in 1887, which draws parallels with Britain today. Celebrations for Queen Victoria's Jubilee are marred by economic crisis, prompting strikes, riots in Trafalgar Square, and a corrupt press. Amid the turmoil, Edward's passionate socialist views jeopardise his seat in Parliament, and Maribel's past begins to infiltrate her present. Meanwhile, a mercurial newspaperman appears to be a friend and a socialist sympathiser, but he soon changes tack, hinting that he knows too much. Fear of exposure lies at every turn. Miss Clark takes her time with this long, undulating novel, but fans of historical fiction will not be put off by this. She builds the story with discreet layering and surprises for the reader about Maribel's adventures. Descriptions of photographing Buffalo Bill's Wild West, investigating a gold mine in Spain, and liaising with a prostitute in an elaborate blackmailing plan all add colour. The players are vividly drawn. Maribel and Edward are united by the secret of her past, but their bond is undermined by secrets they keep from each other. Maribel knows he visits a brothel, sensing that a wife who refuses her husband such things was either a duchess or a damned fool. When Edward asks Maribel about her photograph of the Spanish boy, the one with the eyes, who is he? She does not know if he has guessed its significance. The charm of Beautiful Lies is that Ms. Clark breaks the usual Victorian moral code, exploring both the colourful world outside the drawing room and the depths of her characters' minds. A stirring and seductive novel.